有没有谁想问个问题？Or John, Sarah, would you like to say something first?
The most valuable way to spend the time is to bring up any points or misunderstandings or anything that's not clear, especially about the understanding of life at this moment.
OK，刚 Sarah 的重点呢，就是老师说时间是很珍贵的。那么我们这一刻生命只在这一刻而已，所以怎么样，什么时候可以了解法，也只有这一刻才可以了解法。
The question is there a practice in the teaching?
好，大家刚刚没有问问题嘛？那这样先请问大家，在佛陀的教导里面有没有所谓的练习呢？他先把这个问题让大家想一想。
So I think that there should be clear understanding of each word because it's the word of the Buddha himself. Without his enlightenment, no one can understand whatever appears now. That's why whatever, just even just one word he said, so very precious because it's now. And one can see whether is there any understanding of whatever appears now. See, this is the point of why everyone listen to each word of the Buddha.
老师刚刚说呢，佛陀的每一个字、每一句话都非常的珍贵，都很重要。那因为他开悟了，所以他的话呢，对没有开悟的我们来讲呢，不见得那么容易理解。我们要很仔细的去思考，这些话都跟现在出现的法有关。
I have heard the word practice. So what is it?
好，比如说。
So please tell me, what does it mean? Practice, just one word. Who knows what is practice or practicing? What does it mean? Is it so very important or just the word? Everyone knows already.
Yes, Ajahn, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, please, but I'd like to talk about just the word practice or practicing.
Yes,
What is it?
Lily answered. Lily said, practicing is doing.
Doing? Are we doing now? What is doing and what for?
那个 Lily 诉求，好 doing 是什么？我们现在有没有在 doing？为了什么要 doing？
为了让我们的智慧更升华，更趋近于佛陀，所以我们要做，我们要练习佛陀所教给我们的方式生活。
We are doing so we can practice to have more wisdom understanding.
So it's not a matter of doing at all. Who can do without understanding of each word? For example, if we use the word practicing and we are doing now, what does it mean? We are talking, we are seeing, we are eating. Is that practicing?
好，如果没有智慧呢？那么在做的时候是什么呢？我们现在有没有在做什么？我们现在有没有在讨论、在讲话，或者当我们吃东西的时候，那个是不是 doing？
So what is practicing? What does it mean in general?
哦，所以我们再回到练习哦。所以一般来讲，我们讲的练习是指什么？
现在一般讲练习的话，就是好像有一个我要去知道什么，然后不了解，所以要找一个方法去对治，或者是去了解，让他把这个叫做练习。那要这样去了解佛陀的意思，可是好像是弄错了。
Okay, this is another lady who was in Bangkok. She said in general the practice is with an idea of I want to get something.
Excuse me, I cannot understand yet what the practicing is. What is practice of practicing?
啊，慧荣，那可不可以再讲一下？那到底讲的练习是什么意思？一般人在佛法里面的练习。
Everything should be clear from the very beginning, otherwise we get lost.
每件事情呢，在一开始就要非常清楚，要不然我们就会迷失。
So what does it mean?
所以，那么练习到底是什么意思呢？
Very easy, very simple word, just practice, or practicing. But what is it? What does it really mean?
所以练习到底是什么呢？
For example, just now Lily said, I want to get something. This is practice.What does it mean, I want to get something? Is this understanding or is this a kind of attachment that we call practice?
好，慧蓉 ,Sarah 是问你说，你刚刚说所谓的练习，现在一般人的练习是有一个我的解释智慧吗？还是别的？ Lily is muting now, I'm not sure if she's there. She may just, Lily, 慧蓉你听得到吗？请讲话。
Is there any other answer?
有没有人有其他的答案呢？什么是练习？
有听到吗？
有听到了。Yuan, you want to say something? 刘元，你要说什么吗？有听得到 ？Yes, 听得到。
想说关于练习，练习就是说按照某一种具体的方式去。按部就班的重复的去做去达到某一种练习的目的。
嗯哼。Yuan from Beijing. Okay, Yuan from Beijing, she said practice is a standardized procedure people can repeat and to get something.
Okay, because you see that what about justlearning to do or to know or to understand that which hasn't once or understanding yet. For example, if I don't know how to cook, how can I cook? If I don't know how to drive, how can I drive? And even the word of Buddha, I just heard one word, but I don't know what it is. To learn to understand until it's more and more understanding.
Mm.
Because
now,
it's
please
translate, please.
老师这里用 understanding 大家注意，这边 understanding 指的就是了解的智慧，了解真相的智慧哦。所以老师的意思是，我们到底是学做来了解，还是我们已经了解了，我们才能做？我们如果还不知道怎么煮饭，我们怎么煮饭呢？这里有点点细微哦。
Just doing anything is the practicing or learning to do or learning to understand, learning to do. Because what is doing now?
还是回到刚刚的重点，那是很细微的，就是我们是到底先了解才来做，还是我们才边做边练习去了解？那我们现在在做什么？其实这个问题就是到底累积智慧是怎么累积的
？What is doing now?
现在什么是在做呢？我们在做什么？
听到这样说法。
We are listening to you.
Actually, there is no one. So what is doing?
事实上并没有人哦，所以什么是 doing? 如果人是并不存在的，那个去做是什么意思？
我，那个就是个我。
The idea of I is doing.
Okay, because you see that.What we call the reality, which experiences an object, whenever it arises, it has to do. It cannot just arise without doing anything at all. Like now, seeing, that's the function of seeing. It is doing. So from birth to death, nothing else, only that which arises to do its own function. So when it is ignorant, it cannot perform the function of understanding.Each one is its own active reality, but
okay.
For the other of other realities.
Okay, 好，老师说呢，什么叫做 doing， 什么叫做在做？那既然没有人，那在做是什么意思？比如现在我们是不是看得到？我们认为我在看，并不是我在看，是眼视在看。所以眼视在看这件事情呢，就是眼视在做这件事情，眼视做了，执行了看这件事情。我们从出生一直到现在到未来的死亡，眼视就是生起来在看，这个就是眼视的 doing。 并不是我。
So when there's understanding does not arise because no conditions for its arising, what it's doing?
如果眼识并没有条件升起，那眼识能做什么吗？
不能。
That's why realities are citta and cetasika, but can experience, and the reality which cannot experience is not citta and cetasika. So now, we're going to understand the type of citta is forming the function.
Okay, I jumped the connection. I'm not sure is that my part of the connection, or can anyone hear Ajahn clearly?
Yes.
Okay. 好，刚刚老师说哈，法心跟心所，这是明法嘛，是去经验的。那么还有另外一个是设法都不知道的。
That's why we learn to understand that there is another characteristic of reality which can understand, different from that which cannot understand.
所以呢，设法跟明法是很不同的。设法是不可能去知道什么事情的。
And in a day we think that we are training or doing, but when it's not right understanding, it's the function of other realities which train or develop.
在一天之中呢，我们在做这个做那个学这个学什么或训练什么，如果没有智慧升起呢，其实是我们不知道自己在做什么，我们认为有一个人在做什么。
That's why we listen to any word.When there is no understanding, it is not learning or developing, or you can use the word practicing, but we have to want to understand what it's meant.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the intention to get something, but this is the understanding which hasn't arisen before until there is hearing a word and consider and understand clearly from the very beginning. So it can develop on.
所以佛陀的话呢，从一开始就要很清楚的去了解，但这是很不容易的。也就是说呢，智慧的累积呢，我们在听佛陀的话的时候，如果没有智慧升起，那怎么累积智慧呢？所以其实听佛陀的话的时候，去思考他的话的时候，不见得有智慧。那么智慧的累积是必须要有智慧升起，它才能够继续加上去。
So understanding the word of the Buddha is different from other words at all.
所以了解佛陀的话跟别人的话是非常的不同。
For example, no one, no self, even seeing just arise to see and then it's gone, completely, never to return at all. That's another word of sunyata or anatta.
比如说眼识，我们说佛陀说没有人，眼识身体。是眼是在看，不是我在看。他有条件申请就灭了。这句话我们真的懂吗？阿那里面找不到人，找不到属于这个人的东西。
Understand reality right now, which is appearing without any understanding before, and learn to understand what is there as not self from the very beginning.
所以我们在学佛法，在很一。开始我们并不知道只有法在生灭，这是我们在学习的。我们不知道，我们以为都是人跟东西，事实上只是法。
Without the understanding of the nature of what appears now, it cannot eliminate the idea of self and clinging to whatever appears as before from eons and eons ago. All the time.
我们无数世以来累积的邪见跟贪爱执取哦，不可能那么快的根除。可是他如果不能够了解现在出现的法的真正本质是什么的话，我们是不可能逐渐根除的。
So the word bhavana in the teachings of the Buddha means the development of understanding from stage to stage.
所以在巴利文里面有个叫 bhavana 这个字呢。通常有人会翻成冥想或者是所谓的练习，它就是智慧的建立的意思，一步一步是有阶段性的。
So it begins with understanding just one word at a time, clearly and clearer and clearer, to understand that it cannot be taken for self or anything permanent at all.
所以我们比如说刚刚讲的演示一个字把它弄清楚，我们越来越了解它之后呢，才能够知道它其实是有无我的本质的，它是生灭的。
And that is the beginning of understanding of panya. Otherwise, whatever is heard without understanding deeper and clearer is not panya.
所以这是我们开始去了解什么是智慧，建立智慧。如果一当然这也是最困难的，因为没有智慧还很弱，所以就很难了解。但是这就是智慧升起才能累积，智慧不升起就会误解那句话。
And that is the beginning of the difference between ignorance and right understanding.
就会开始慢慢了解到底无明跟智慧的区别在哪里。我们知道他们的区别是什么吗？
It's here and now, ignorance or right understanding.
现在是无明还是智慧呢？
That is the meaning of learning, pariyatti, to understand reality, not just the word.
这就是Bariyati 这个字呢是什么意思？我们不是只是看字面的意思，但它真正的意思到底是什么？ Bariyati 所谓的理智上的了解。
And when there is the understanding of reality as not self, it begins firmer and clearer. So whenever someone say that it's me, you know, understanding knows that it's not true, it's wrong.
那么虽然是理智上的了解呢，它会逐步的越来越累积，越来越坚定到时候有人说这是我的智慧会知道他讲的是错的，智慧可以辨别出这是邪见。
Is there seeing right now?
现在有演示吗？
有。
Yes. Yes. Who makes it arise?
谁让演示升起？
And actually is gone at moment of hearing, who knows? But that is the truth, the absolute truth.
但是你听到这个问题的时候，演示也过去了啊。这是究竟实相，绝对的真相。
So from birth to death, there are nothing but the arising of conditioned realities. Arise and fall away all the time, unknown, because no word to consider or to condition the understanding of that.Until hearing the words of the Buddha.
所以从出生啊一直到现在啊，法一直在生灭，都不被知道啊，我们都不知道是法在生灭，一直到我们听到佛陀解释之后，我们才有机会逐渐的了解。
And that is the moment of paying respect to the Dhamma, the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha.
在了解的那一刻，才是真的礼敬佛、礼敬法、礼敬僧。
Which in reality it means panya of different degrees. So in one's life, the best thing in life is understanding panya.
那么智慧有很多阶段哦，在生命中，在轮回中，最珍贵的是有智慧的了解，智慧的累积。
Otherwise, there is always ignorance from birth to death, from life to life, eons and eons, nonstop.
否则的话，我们一直在无明中哦，一世接着一世，不会停止。
Endlessly, and no one there. So what's the benefit of the use of just arising from swing by conditions? But wrong understanding cannot understand this. As soon as something appears, ignorance cannot know how it arises and then it's gone.Without any understanding of that which appearing now,
一直都没有人哦，一直在生灭的有什么用处呢？那么无明跟邪见不会了解法的生灭，只有我们学习佛陀的话在了解中。
So the precious moment is the moment of understanding whatever appears. Otherwise, there would not be any moment of understanding developing at all.
所以真正珍贵的一刻就是了解现在不管出现的是什么并没有挑选它。
So it's not any moment except the moment of understanding from hearing, which is pariyatti, which will lead to more and more understanding of what appears now clearer and clearer until it can be as it is appearing to panya, right understanding, which is highly developed only.
那么在理智上的智慧的阶段呢， 它变得更坚定，更坚定，才有机会去直接经验法。比如说我们刚演示，我们可以讲演示，可是我们并没有真的经验它，因为我们的智慧还没有建立到那么高的程度。
And this is not just belief, but it's a matter of understanding whether it's true or not.
那么这并不是去盲目的信仰哦，而是要依靠是不是真的了解。
So we can see that the words of truth, the words of the Buddha is so true each moment in one's life when it's known as not self.
当佛陀的话真的被懂的时候，我们可以知道多珍贵，每一刻每一刻都没有我。
That's right, then estimate the understanding of each word clearer so that there can be understanding, for example, the word practicing or practice.
所以当对佛陀无我的真相的了解越来越深的时候，我们才能真正了解所谓的练习这句话，这个字是什么意思。
So it's not anyone who can do, anyone who'd like to obtain the goal, the Nibbana and the Noble Truth, but it's the Panya which can see this movement, understand it or not. So no one knows better than oneself whether how much understanding is there now.
所以呢，就是没有人在做什么啊，并没有人开悟，并没有人经验涅槃，只有智慧，只有智慧可以清楚地知道这些区别。
And Panya understands the truth that is Satya Parami. The truth is Satya.
那么波罗蜜里面有一个是真相真实波罗蜜，这个也会累积。
And is there any other way to understand what appears now without listening to the teachings carefully, respectfully, to really understand the meaning of anatta? Because Buddha said all dharmas, all not anything left, all realities are dhamma.
所有的法，佛陀说诸法无我都不是我。我们真的真的了解这句话吗？是谁在做什么呢？
So understanding is not away from this moment. So at this moment, is there any firm understanding of the word anatta? Whatever appears just arrives and falls away.Because it cannot stay on. Like yesterday, can it become today? Or it's different from today? Different realities.
所以呢，这一刻我们的智慧够坚定吗？我们的智慧了解现在不管出现的是什么，都是无我吗？都是这一刻昨天可以再变成今天吗？
So what?It was there yesterday. It cannot last it now at all. It's gone completely. Even seeing right now, it's seeing yesterday. And seeing just a moment ago is not seeing right now. Unknowingly, all the time, it arises by conditions just for a very, very short moment and then gone. Who knows without the enlightenment of the Buddha?
像昨天能够持续到今天吗？今天已经跟昨天不一样了，刚才的演示也过去了，也不会再回来了。如果没有佛陀教导我们，我们怎么会了解这些事情呢？了解法正在生灭呢？
So much to learn to understand the reality from hearing the words of the Buddha and consider it as whether it's true or not. It's your own understanding. The one
you
should be in.
所以每个人都有自己程度的智慧来思考了解佛陀的话。
What kind of thing or gift that you'd like to have or to get or to have it?
什么样的东西或什么样的礼物是你想要的呢？你又想要什么得到什么呢？
Whatever you get with attachment, everything, even right now, seeing.They're seeing, if no one wants to see again and understanding that it's not permanent, it just arrives to see and then gone. Any moment from life to life knows that that is the best gift from the word of the Buddha. Because whatever you get, we get with attachment.
Mm-hmm.
Every moment. But from hearing the teachings, it can condition less and less attachments gradually, very gradually, and it's unknown at, even when it arises and understands.
老师刚是说你们有想要什么礼物吗？我们事实上得到任何东西的那一刻就会有贪爱了，眼视也一样，眼视看了之后呢，之后就会有贪爱了，那个贪爱的漏。所以如果没有佛陀告诉我们眼视其实就灭了，我们会一直继续执取下去。最好的礼物当然就是佛陀告诉我们的话。
Please,
I would like to just ask You and earlier you mentioned that you understood practice to be the standardized procedure to get something. So is this the same as the development of an understanding that Ajahn has been speaking about? Or is it the complete opposite?
回到刚刚留言说什么是练习呢？他的理解是有一个程序，然后重复的去练习那个一步一步的程序。那么 Sarah 的问题是，那这个是不是我们佛陀阿姜解释的就是智慧的累积呢？还是是相反的？
So Ajahn was talking about Bhavana as being the development of understanding, the understanding of realities of life now. Is this any procedure to get anything? Is this any practice? Or is it the opposite?
所以还是一样的解释哦，就是巴巴纳在巴利文里面提到的智慧的建立、练习、冥想，不管是怎么翻译，是到底是怎么一回事？是固定的程序重复吗？
我现在回答吗？
是，刘源，你可以回答啊。
我觉得我慢慢理解了阿娇所说的。给我们解释的这个巴瓦纳的意思，这个意思呢并不是我们曾经所以为的我们要按部就班的去练习什么然后去达到建立智慧，而是应该更仔细的去理解眼识耳识等等这些产生的，并不是说怎么说呢，并不是我让他去产生并灭去的，所以说我们应该在生活中呢去对这些更加以体验吧，在这个体验的过程中逐步的去了解佛陀告诉我们的，所以呢这个过程是巴瓦纳，而不是我们以为的练习。我说完了。
刘源，大概多久？你花了多久了解这件事？刘源，你大概多久了解这件事情？啊，你静音了。
没有，我不好说，说不出来是用了多久吧。这些都是在日常的对自己的这个。眼耳鼻舌身发生的这个过程加以观察关注的自然而然的这种过程中慢慢的去强化起来。
Sarah Yuan's, she was saying she gradually begin to understand what does Bhavana mean, what does Ajahn and you have been explaining.She gradually understands it's about the conditioned seeing and hearing now. No one there to do it. No one there to see or to hear. And she gradually understands it's not like what she was doing before when she went to meditation center to repeat the same thing. She now...start to understand what does Bhavana mean.
So if anyone thinks that Bhavana is following a procedure to get something, is this right or is it wrong?
所以，当我们说巴巴那智慧的建立呢，是有一个固定的程序去重复来得到一个东西，来得到智慧或者是觉知。请问这是正确的吗？
不正确，不正确。
Lily said no, not correct.
So actually, we can forget about the word procedure or practice because what is important is the understanding which Ajahn was talking about of seeing now, hearing now, the realities of life now, each one anatta, not self, not anyone doing anything, not anyone trying to get anything.
所以呢，我们可以忘掉所谓的那个练习或者是程序，扯到这些控制注意力，注意这个，注意那个特定的对象。我们回到现在，现在正有自然的法在发生，法正在发生，它有它的条件发生的，我们了解它吗？它正在发生。
So another question for Ewan. So Ewan, now you understand more that Bhavana is about understanding, seeing now, hearing now. So how does the understanding of seeing now or hearing now or other realities develop?
好，刘源就继续问你哦。那你现在知道，并不是要靠那些步骤去累积智慧。你知道是现在正在生灭的法，比如眼识、耳识、声音。那你要怎么建立这个了解呢？你怎么建立对他们的智慧呢？
我觉得这个就是我原来一直不理解的。阿江曾经说过，自然而然的去建立和了解。当我对这个自然怎么才能自然而然的去建立和了解当下的这个实相越来越有兴趣的时候，你自然就会开始注意到自己的当时看到了什么听到了什么的时候，它就是自然升起的，不是你自己去让它升起的或者是怎么样的。
你会自然思考这些话是不是？
对，就是你自然的就会强烈的开始产生了兴趣，然后就去观察，进行观察，然后这个观察的频率可能会比以前越来越多起来，越来越密集起来。
嗯，好。Yuan, she said, at the beginning, she didn't understand what does natural mean. She didn't understand what does reflect naturally. And then day after day, she started to have more interest. She has more keen interest. And then she began to understand what does natural mean. She started to naturally consider wisely, consider Dhamma.
Correct what Yuan is saying, because the answer is, if we want to talk about the present moment realities, the answer is each moment of understanding accumulates little by little. Even though, as Ajahn said, sometimes it may not be apparent that there is a degree of understanding because in the beginning it's very weak, but gradually it accumulates. If there is, first of all...
智慧的累积是要慢慢一点一点的累积哦，尤其是在我们刚开始智慧都还很弱的时候，我们可能甚至都还没有知道这件事情，都没有注意到它在累积，因为还很弱，没有办法辨别。但的确，它是很慢、很慢累积的。Yes, John.
But before any development can begin, there has to be the understanding of what can be the object of understanding. That means there has to be intellectual understanding first of what the Buddha was teaching, his words about the realities.Conditioned realities that constitute what we take to be the present moment.
所以呢，当我们说了解的智慧在累积增加的时候，我们要知道到底是了解什么，是什么应该要被了解。那么我们要了解的就是现在，不管我们说五蕴啊、心啊、心所设法这些正在生灭的法，就是现我们所谓的现在在发生的就是这些是要去了解的对象。
Because before we heard the Buddha's teaching, we had no idea about ear consciousness and its object, sound. all-seeing eye consciousness and its object, visible object. We just thought of a world of people and things.
因为在我们听到佛法之前呢，我们不知道眼识是什么，耳识是什么，声音是什么，色尘是什么，我们都一直在看到东西，看到人，听到谁的声音，谁在讲话。
But when the Buddha's description of the present moment has and the appearing of a number of conditioned realities, when that has been heard and considered, can be a condition for a little bit of understanding of a conditioned reality to arise and to develop.
所以当我们听闻解释这些眼识色尘等等这些法，这些有因缘条件生灭的法，我们才有机会去思考它，或者我们怎么正确的思考这些是什么呢？
And this is what Ajahn has been talking about this morning, importance of understanding each word of the Buddha's teaching and understanding about the different conditioned realities that may be appearing at the present moment.
所以这就是老师呢早上在强调的，一次了解一个字要把它了解清楚，比如眼识。
As soon as there's an idea, getting something, like following a practice or a procedure to get something, this is the wrong path, not the right path, because it's the idea of I who can get a result, not understanding, seeing now, hearing now, naturally, as you said, understanding dhammas as anatta.
Mm-hmm. 遵循着某个固定的程序，想要去得到什么东西呢？这不是一条正确的八正道道路，他们并没有正见的存在。那个我想要得到什么
？And as she said, it's not a matter of belief, but of understanding whether it's true at this moment or not. Whether it's true that now that life is just seeing, hearing, and thinking, so it can be tested right now whether this is correct.Whether there is a self that can do, or whether there are just different realities in life arising by their own condition.
所以就像老师说的，并不是去盲目相信，而是去了解这一刻，真的吗？这一刻的出现是真的没有我吗？就只是一些因缘和合的法在生灭吗？这是可以被验证的。
Vincent， 我可以问问题吗？我可以请教一个问题吗？
啊，请说。Ask question. Yes.可以，请说。
我们都知道阿那塔是佛陀整个思想的核心。好，那平常佛陀也讲说我们人会造业，那也讲轮回。那阿那塔跟轮回之间要如何诠释才不会有冲突跟矛盾
？OK， 好。The question is about we know anatta is the core of the teaching.But also we learned about karma, vipaka, and samsara. So there's no one. So anatta and samsara, how do we explain? Ajahn, did you hear the question?
Repeat the question. In order to be clear, everyone would listen again to that question shortly. That's the question.
The question, repeat is, anatta, there's no one.And there's also karma, vipaka, and samsara. So how are these together make sense to be explained?
Okay, what's the meaning of each word, samsara and vipaka and so on? See, if there is no understanding of no sam, because it's there, no one may arise at all. But it's there by conditions. This is the understanding of whatever appears now.It's already arising and falling away, unknown all the time. So we just talk about the story like the karma and the vipaka and so on without the understanding of this moment. So even the word bhavana, before hearing the teachings of the Buddha, was there any bhavana?
So 刚刚那个玉鹏的问题是好，老师的问题就变成回来就说，那什么是阿那达，什么是业力，什么是业报，什么是轮回呢？ 那么如果我们能够真的了解这一刻什么是无我，什么是法的生灭，我们就不会陷入那些情境或者是各种故事，谁的业力，谁的业报。所以即使在没有听到佛陀的教导之前，有没有所谓的练习呢？
And this is the way right understanding begins to develop. So what does it mean, Bhavana? Was there any Bhavana before hearing the teachings of the Buddha? This is a question. In order for Panya to consider carefully and understand better and better, was there any Bhavana before hearing the words of the Buddha?
在还没有听到佛陀的教导之前有练习吗？玉鹏，你可以继续问你的问题，没关系。如果你觉得你想要老师再解释。
我这样子的理解齁，不晓得对不对，因为我曾经在阿含经，应该是阿甘的经典里面看到，其实佛陀一般不太回答轮回的问题，那他是用缘起的角度说这个此有故彼有，此起故彼起，意思就是这是因缘法、因缘法。所以当我们在谈阿那塔无我的时候，我们通常不会去承认说它有一个主体，有一个真实的我，这个是不可否认的，就是无我。但是是不是它的作用我们不可以忽视掉。
它是谁？它的作用的它是什么？
那谁在造作呢？如果无我的话，谁在造业？谁在升起智慧？谁在累积智慧？
就智慧在累积智慧。就像老师一开始好，我把你的问题转达出去哈。好，the question is back to Ananda. Then his understanding of Ananda is no person. That's for sure. And also, the Buddha explains samsara or karma vipaka is about this arise, that's arise, this subside, that's subside. So it's about the dependent origination of samsara. And his question is, if there's no one, then who accumulate banya?
Please, from the very beginning, we cannot understand this at all without considering carefully about the question whether was there any bhavana before hearing the teachings of the Buddha? This is the beginning of just bhavana.
老师又用他的问题回答你的问题哦，就是在我们真的了解我们自己在问的问题之前呢，我们是不是有真的仔细小心的考虑，在没有听到佛陀教导之前呢，我们是不是就有所谓的练习了？
对，有。
Someone say yes. Lily say yes.
Bhavana means what?
好，那这个时候没有，如果我没有听到佛陀的教导之前，那个练习那个 Bhavana 是什么？
我。
I don't need to bhavana. It's there all the time from years and years ago. Different from panya.
Mm-hmm. So
bhavana doesn't. Okay, go on, please.
Uh-huh. 如果没有佛陀的教导之前的练习呢，好多是无数次累积以来的练习呢，是什么？不会是智慧，不会是这个出世间的智慧，不可能是正道。
No need to bhavana because avijja is there all the time.No need to bhavana at all because it's there, even right now.
没有了解佛陀的话，那些练习是没有必要的，都是无明啊。因为没有了解佛陀的话。
Vincent, 我可以这么说。
So what is really bhavana?
所以那什么到底是什么？到底是 bhavana？ 什么是练习呢
？It's easy to learn or to hear the word vipaka and samsara, but what is it?As not self, if there is no bhavana from the very beginning, there is no understanding at all until the words of the Buddha just bringing about the understanding of whatever appears as it is. That's why that which hasn't been before is heard, built up, beginning, and developed until it can understand each word as each reality.Even vipaka, what reality it is. Otherwise, we just take reality as we think before. Like I know what samsara is, but actually the word samsara means what? And the word vipaka, what is that? In reality, not just in words.
我们很容易可以听到业力、业报、轮回，那是什么？我们真的知道那是什么吗？那轮回是什么？如果我们没有真的了解什么是法，那我们很容易就是用我们之前的想法来想这几个字是什么。
Is it clear about bhavana? That which hasn't arisen before, and it, and there are conditions for its arising, so it begins to arise, but just very little, and without hearing more and understanding more.It cannot develop or no condition for the development of understanding. So one begins to know what is the cause and what is the result. No one can think about reality by oneself. That's why one knows that the person, the one, best, most excellent in this universe, universal, must be the enlightened one who can, give the word of understanding, each word.
没有人
，yes，
没有人可以，没有人可以自己想出、理解出八正道来。那么这个升起、那个升起，那智慧升起之前，什么要先发生呢？那个因缘条件是什么？我们是不是真的有足够的了解之佛陀的话了？那否则我们怎么能够真的累积智慧呢
？The point is that
development of right understanding.Of whatever appears now, from hearing, considering, until enlightened the truth of it, when it's highly developed, though doubt about whatever appears now, stage by stage.
开悟呢是非常高的智慧了，是一个阶段一个阶段上去的。要真的了解现在发生什么吗
？And the point is that I was just going to say the point is that we would like to hear lots of.Book definitions about karma, vipaka, samsara, dependent origination. But what Ajahn is stressing is that if there's no understanding now of the reality that appears, such as seeing now, it's impossible to understand what is meant by karma or vipaka or dependent origination.
Sarah, 这边再次解释一下老师的话。我们谈到业力、业报、轮回、十二因缘，如果没有真的了解现在演示是什么，如果这个不能了解，我们不会真的了解那些话、那些字。
So seeing consciousness arises now by conditions, not by I do or I practice anything. It just arises naturally, and it's the reality which is result.It doesn't accumulate good or bad or anything. It's just the result. But after seeing, there is ignorance or attachment, or occasionally there can be understanding. This is cause, which leads to the accumulation of more unwholesome or wholesome states, which later can bring their own results. So understanding seeing as anatta,It's the beginning, the way to understand what is meant by karma, vipaka, and so on.
所以演示，了解演示为什么很重要？它是一个例子，它一直在发生。演示它不能受控制的，它也是这个升起那个升起，它是果报，它是果报，它不会累积业力。但是在演示之后呢，很可能就有无明了，有无明是。那么也许后来会有智慧的累积，但是如果不能够真正了解现在的演示是无我的，我们怎么去了解什么是业力，什么是业报，什么是轮回
？And what Ajahn has been talking about, seeing now, understanding of seeing, ignorance now, attachment when there's wanting to do, wanting to get, this is samsara. Each moment of life is samsara. So it doesn't matter what words we use.But we're talking about the truth of life now that only the Buddha could teach before the Buddha's teaching. Possible to develop this kind of bhavana, the understanding of life at this moment as anatta.
所以现在这一刻生命的真相就在这一刻，这一刻是掩饰，这一刻是贪爱，这一刻是无明，这个就是轮回，这一刻就在轮回。轮回就是这些生灭的法，如果没有佛陀教导，我们是不可能有这种层次的了解。
哇，好清楚。
Lily just said it's very clear. Lily just show some appreciation.
我最近也是发现这样的，就发现设法这些名心心所法这些元素，就是造成是提供给我们了解，而不是要我们去用这些来变成打包一个方法，然后再从这里面去陷进去。我觉得
OK 很好，
这个非常重要。
OK Lily said she recently start to realize these dharmas arising now are to be understood, not to be make use of to get something.
Right.
And when we talk about anatta, as the questioner did, we have to understand that anatta is a characteristic of each conditioned dhamma. It's not a general principle of reality. It's a characteristic of particular conditioned realities.
当我们讲到 anatta, anatta 这个字的时候呢，它指的是法的特质哦，并不是某一条原则。是各个法都有这个特质。
So I'd like to ask the questioner, what is anatta now?
好，那么问题就请问玉鹏哦。好，那么 anatta 这一刻的 anatta 是什么？玉鹏你还在吗？
有。
问好，就是那这不现在的 anatta 是什么？
法的升起，法的灭去，当下。眼识也是，耳识也是，因缘具足，法生起，因缘不见了，法就消灭，就只有法的生灭。
Okay, the answer is the Dharma arising and then the Dharma passed away. Seeing now, it's anatta.
Okay, and whose seeing is anatta for you?
那么谁的眼识呢？是无我的。我们说掩饰是谁的？
这个就是我刚刚提到的问题，谁的掩饰是无我，谁的掩饰是我。如果是无我的话，那这个谁不就又落入我的吗？谁的掩饰这个概念，这是一个概念。所以说如果要谈无我，我刚刚用的语言，谁的掩饰是无我，那又落入有我的概念。所以这是一个我们在用语言的时候一个很吊诡的一个情境。如果我们要谈无我、
okay.
谈无我的话，那现在我要讲的话当中就没有一个真正的能够去解释或者去表达的这个，我先否定掉这个讲话的我，那后面的所有的东西都没有办法再做进一步的讨论。
When I say, when we use the language my seeing or who's seeing, then it can be confused by there's no one, there's no I. We still use the language my or your and you and he. So that's make the discussion difficult.
This is why we have to understand that anatta refers to conditioned realities.
这就是呢，这就是为什么这样强调，当我们说 anatta 的时候呢，我们指的是法的特征，法。所以我们不会，即使我们用了语言有我，或者用了语言有谁，可是我们知道我们只是在用这个语言表达，可是我们知道是指我们知道我们在讨论的对象是
seeing that arises for the particular individual that can be the object of understanding as anatta.
Vincent, 你有翻译吗？
比如虽然说没有神，那可是所谓的你的掩饰跟我的掩饰，当我们用这种语言的时候，当然我在方刚刚这样讲的，他说的就是我现在突然想不起来他刚讲什么了。 哦，他说，首先阿纳达是针对法的特性哦。那么比如说眼视并不属于谁的，虽然我们用我的眼视、你的眼视，我在看你在看，可是我们不会被这个语言给困惑、哦。但是所谓的眼视可以成为那个智慧去了解的对象。当然我会说我的智慧了解的刚刚的眼视是生灭无常的，这边只是语言上呢在用而已，但是真正在发生的是了解，只有法智慧这个法在了解眼视是另外一个法的生灭。
这个我同意，所以我们就是一般要知道我现在谈的是法还是谈的是概念，概念跟法不能够混在一块。
很好，So he understands that, so he thinks it's very important to distinguish what is Dhamma, what is concept. We are talking about concept or we are talking about Dhamma. He agreed and then he said, so it's important to distinguish not a difference of concept and Dhamma. So we need to know we are discussing Dhamma or a concept.
Right. And it is Dhammas that are anatta, Dhammas that are arising and appearing at the present moment that are anatta.
所以我们讨论的是法，并不是讨论概念。所以 anatta 永远是指法，法的特征，现在的法的特征。
Each Dhamma is anatta.
每一个法，包括生灭的跟不生灭的。
I just like to know who does not understand the word bhavana and the word samsara and whatever appears now. Does everyone understand clearly now? Samsara?
Mm-hmm. 好，最后这五分钟呢，老师们也要多说什么。我们今天的主题是 bhavana 讨论，后来有提到 samsara。我们有了解这些字吗？我们清楚了没？我们没有清楚之前，我们不去讨论别的，我们把这些讨论清楚。Bhavana 或者 Samsara， 大家有清楚是什么意思？
啊，我可以回答吗
？Yes。
啊，在我听了，我感觉到是 Bhavana 这个练习啦，就是在我们日常生活中呢。给它增长起来，比如说我们做一件好事啊，好像是我们不要杀蚂蚁，然后我们就是累积到一个那个心啊，善的心很强起来，加强起来了，它就是会更加的去做这个善的心啊，不要杀蚂蚁这一种之类的心啊，它就会更加强起来，这就是叫练习，就是与之前目前没有听到佛法的话的区别，因为以前并不会有这样的心升起的、不知道是这个是善的，这个是有生命的，不该去做的，不该去杀的，这样子。然后我不知道要怎么解释
okay. 很好。小贝，你的英文 ，OK? She said, "Bhavana is in daily life. For example, before hear the teaching, I don't know what is right, what is wrong, and then now I don't kill the ant, and that's kusala. So that's the daily life bhavana.
Okay, is bhavana samsara?
好，那么 bhavana 是 samsara 吗？练习是轮回吗？
是。
Lily said yes.
Why?
练习是业吧？
老师问为什么？如果你说 bhavana 就是 samsara， 那为什么？
因为都是用一个我去执取的话，那就是业，就会有业的累积。那清楚不是我，它就是智慧累积，就是它就很清净。
If the bhavana with idea of I, that's an accumulation of a wrong view. If thebhavana is a wisdom, then that's accumulation of understanding. They are samsara.
What is not samsara?
那什么不是 samsara? 什么不是轮回？
What is not samsara?
什么不是轮回？
智慧是很高度的智慧，不是善也不是恶，是很是阿罗汉的智慧，才不是桑沙拉。
The wisdom of Arahant is not samsara.
Is it real?
它是真的吗？
真的，
真的。
It's real.
Does it arise?
它有升起吗？
已经灭了。
有啊，现在还没有升起，因为我们的智慧是根本的还没有。
Does not arise because the banya is weak.
Banya arises or not? Arahata, what is meant by arahata?
那么，well, she says her wisdom is not as high as arahata, so that kind of level does not arise.
Okay, what is not samsara and what is samsara?
好，再回到问题，什么不是轮回？什么是轮回？
什么不是桑沙拉？
请说。
就是很高的智慧能了解一切法，不是我。是桑沙拉的呢，就是无论是善法、恶法，或者是很细微的这些很少很少的萨底和班亚，都还是轮回。除了真正根除知道不是这个善法也不是我，恶法也不是我，一切都不是我，那是才是初戒。
OK, the conditioned dharma kusala or akusala, they are samsara. The very very high level of banya, the arahat's banya is not samsara.
We don't talk anything else. We just talk about what is samsara and what is not samsara.
我们不谈其他的，什么不是轮回，什么是轮回。
我可以谈一下我的看法。
是，请说。
其实没有轮回，只有法的升起跟法的熄灭。没有轮回，也没有没也不是没有轮回，也不是轮回。只有法的生灭。 Okay.
There are only the arising and passing of dharmas. There is no samsara. There's neither samsara.
So what is samsara?
所以那当我们讲轮回，那到底我们在说什么？什么是轮回？
现在就是轮回。对不起。
Now is samsara.
Because you see that
没有 anatta 的概念。
In order to really understand each word, we have to consider, because we have heard about samsara. So, begin with, what are they? What are samsara?
所以我们还是那个精神，我们的精神就是一次把字搞清楚。那到底什么是 samsara?
是不是业？ And that word too, samsara vata. See, not only samsara.Sangsara Vata. So what is the meaning of Vata and what is the meaning of Sangsara?
老师这边要引入另外一个字叫 Vata. 那 Sangsara 跟 Sangsara Vata 这两个名词的差别，我们先知道什么是 Sangsara, 什么是 Vata.
And how many Vata or Sangsara Vata?
有几个 有几种，有几个 Sangsara Vata?
六个。
Lily says six. John, can you hear? Lily, answer your question. Six. How many samsara vata? And she says six.
And six what?
Six samsara vata.
Yes, what are the six?
好，慧总是哪六个？
你好，我一说生意。
The six doorways.
Oh, okay. Doorway is doorway. And samsara is samsara. And vata is vata.
好，六个。根门是六个根门啊，轮回是轮回， Vata 是 Vata,
但是都在这里造业啊，不是吗？累积啊。
But they are now, they are accumulated.
Okay, have you heard the three words, the Kilesa Vata, Kama Vata, and Sansara Vata? See, Another way to talk about the truth or absolute reality, there are so many different ways to talk about it, just to understand more and more clearer and clearer about the word we talk about. Now we are talking about samsara. We don't talk about paramattha dhamma and so on, just the word samsara. But since we know that dhamma, the absolute reality, as absolute truth, as these, citta, cetasika, and rupa, the three paramattha dhammas, so once one heard and learned about it, it's there, not forget, not being forgetful about that. But it depends on whether the vitaka thinks about it or not. But now we are talking about the absolute realities in another way, by way of being the three saṃsāravaṭṭa, kilesavaṭṭa, tamavaṭṭa, and vipākavaṭṭa, the three cores, reality, which is the core of the saṃsāra, as turn around, go around and around. Vata is around all the time. Mm-hmm. Only all Vata. These reality, nothing more than this. But it goes around from moment to moment as kilesa or kamma or vipaka.
轮回哦，那个 Vata 就是一个循环哦。现在就有三种循环哦。一个老师刚讲的 kilesa 就是那个污染杂质。 一个是果报的循环，一个是业力的循环，三种的循环。那么在整个心路过程中呢，就会有这三个一直在累积哦。那么，我们在讨论循环这件事情，可是我们不管怎么样，都是心所跟色法。那么我们想什么不是我们决定的，要看那个循，有一个叫做 vitaka 这一个心所，它碰触了什么主体哦。 那总之呢，刚刚老师这段有点长，的重点就是我们刚刚讲的 samsara 轮回循环，现在就有循环，有三种循环。
So life is the samsara, vata, kilesa, kamma, and vipaka turn on around and around and around only through these three. Nothing more.
比如说待会吃午饭，舌是经验美味，那因为贪爱还在。 所以又贪爱执着造业，这个三种循环一直在循环。So
what about, let's see whether there is a question on what we have talked about today next time, because you can think about it over and over again. If there anything to talk about, let's have it next time,
yeah.
please.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
今天我们讨论的主题呢？ 如果没有想清楚呢，请大家再想一想，我们下个礼拜可以再继续把它讨论清楚，因为这几个还蛮重要的，非常重要。阿张 ，Thank you so much.
I appreciate your interest and understanding so much. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
阿张好。